This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Ministry says at least 33 killed in rain-induced disasters so far. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Paudel urges all state agencies to expedite disaster risk reduction preparedness. Eighth session of the National Assembly starts. China warns that it will not bow down to any power. And quarterfinals of the UEFA Euro Cup starting from today. Now the news in detail. Incessant rainfall since the last few days has caused floods and landslides in different parts of the country. According to the Home Ministry, at least 33 people have died in floods and landslides that have occurred since the onset of the monsoon season. The meteorologists have said the rainfall will continue for the coming few days. They have warned that almost water level in all major river networks in the country would increase, which might cause flooding and inundation. The meteorologists and authorities have urged one and all to adopt caution. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has directed all state agencies to expedite the disaster risk reduction preparedness. Addressing a disaster management-related meeting at the Home Ministry yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Paudel directed all concerned agencies to keep rescue, relief and rehabilitation at the topmost priority. He asked the officials to pay special attention to the risk caused by monsoon rain and prepare a plan to address the immediate needs and also draft the long-term vision to address the main problem. Pledging enough resources for the relief and rescue operations, he asked the officials to get focused on how to minimize the risk and loss. Deputy Prime Minister Paudel also urged the officials to ensure that no one would be missed from necessary relief and no one would get the relief repeatedly. The member of the National Assembly, which is the upper house of the parliament, have stressed on the unity among the Democratic and the Communist parties. Addressing the first meeting of the eighth session of the National Assembly yesterday, the lawmakers said all should get united to save the provision enshrined in the Constitution. Lawmakers representing the ruling party, Suman Rajpakkurel, stressed on solving the political impasse through political process. He warned towards the tendencies of taking every matter to the court. Likewise, Nepali Congress lawmaker Radhesham Adhikari blamed the government for failing to address the problems seen in various sectors, including health, tourism, agriculture and education. He also urged the government to take initiatives for relief and rescue of flood and landslide victims. Similarly, CPN Maoist Center lawmaker Dinanath Sharma said it was a matter of sadness that the culture of coordination and cooperation could not last even after the promulgation of the Constitution. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Wow, real mai chito.
Download ta jane fast.
Hey guys, ke cha testo fast?
Antisika 4G.
Prastut cha Nepal's fastest 4G LTE advanced network ka saath.
Yo ta sachchai nai fast rahecha.
Pachhillo pustako NT4G LTE bina rok tok 250 Mbps sammako download saathai HD movies ko bharpoor maja. NT4G LTE sucharu garnaka lagi dial garnuhos *444# Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some more news now. Hearing on the case related to the dissolution of the House of Representatives continued in the constitutional bench of the Supreme Court yesterday as well. Yesterday, the advocates from Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's side presented their arguments in the case. Former Attorney General Agni Kharel, along with other advocates appointed by the Prime Minister, started pleading yesterday after the completion of the pleading from the government attorneys. The hearing on the case is underway at the constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Jolendra Samsir J.B. Rana and comprising Justices Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Karka, Ishwar Prasad Khatiora and Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrai. The number of people recovering from COVID-19 in Nepal has crossed 600,000. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 4,017 cases of full recovery from the virus yesterday itself. This has pushed the recovery rate to 93.7%. Likewise, the ministry reported additional 2,760 new cases of COVID-19 infection in the country yesterday. Similarly, 33 corona-related deaths were recorded yesterday. As per the ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,145 in the country. 45,000 metric tons of chemical fertilizer urea purchased from Bangladesh has arrived Nepal. The purchase was made through government-to-government G2G process. As per the G2G process, the government of Bangladesh has to provide 50,000 metric tons of fertilizer to Nepal. Manager of the fertilizer bringing company's provincial office, Birganj, Goraknath KC, said the remaining 5,000 metric tons of fertilizer and additional 2,000 metric tons provided by Bangladesh will arrive in Nepal within a week. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. The Chinese Communist Party, CPC, marked its 100th anniversary with grand celebration yesterday. The event organized in Beijing yesterday saw a military jet fly past, cannon salute and patriotic and communist songs played. Addressing the mass in his elaborated speech, Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated the role of the party in modern China, saying that it had been central to the country's growth and to the attempts to separate it from the people would fail. In his speech, he also warned the world powers that China would not be bullied by any forces. Now sports, the quarterfinals of the UEFA Euro Cup are starting from today. In the first match today, three times winner Spain will face Switzerland. Switzerland had entered the quarterfinals after defeating 2018 World Cup winners France. In the second match today, title contender Belgium will face Italy. Both the teams are in great form, making for a very competitive match. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of province number 1, province number 2 and Lumini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Home Ministry informs at least 33 killed in rain-induced disasters so far. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Paudil urges all state agencies to expedite disaster risk reduction preparedness. 8th session of National Assembly starts. China warns it will not bow down to any power. And quarterfinals of the UEFA Euro Cup starting from today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.